Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy. And may I have your zip code, please, so I can attempt to locate the account?
Okay, it's 33437.
Thank you. And your first and last name?
David Camp.
David Camp?
With the C.
Okay, I'm still checking. Okay, could it perhaps be in another name?
No.
I have a David Kiefer.
No.
Okay, one
He's
moment.
a blind man. This is taken out of his bank account.
And you spell the last name CAMP?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, is this Lee? Well, I have a Lisa. Well, you know, I have several camps, not a David.
Do you have
Do you have an
Laura?
No, I have a Lisa.
No.
What is his email address?
Dave Camp Music at me.com or Aroma Touch.
Okay, hold on for one second. Okay, I was able to locate the account by the email, and then if you could verify for me, please, the address.
11059 Indian Lake Circle, Boynton Beach, Florida.
Okay, that's the information that I have. And
And what is this for?
is this his wife?
Yes.
Okay. I do show that he ordered, let me see, one moment. Okay, he ordered a tracker tag.
A tracker tag.
A tracker tag.
Okay.
And also a fuel saver.
Those are $3.95 and $19.97.
Let's see, he paid $6.70 for shipping and handling for the tracker tag. And then for the fuel saver, he paid $7.45 plus $3.99. The $3.99 is for the warranty, and then the $7.45 is for the shipping and handling of the fuel saver.
Okay, so you've got how many charges total?
Well, then he also, hold on, he also enrolled in a shopping membership.
No. Take that off. Cancel that out. He did a survey for on the Moderna shot, and he was just supposed to pay shipping on a couple of items, that fine tra that tracker thing and the fuel economy thing, which we did receive. So I'm not going to I didn't get a warranty on it, but the fee for the warranty isn't really valid,
Now, did he read over the disclosure of the terms when he signed up?
he didn't sign up for anything. He just answered some questions and picked a prize and paid the shipping.
I see. And then along when he selected the prize, it also enrolled him in a monthly membership where he.
Cancel that
No problem. One moment, if you don't mind.
and to refund the charge on that, and don't can't charge anymore.
Okay, thank you so much for holding. I was able to close out the account. Now you will receive email confirmation that the account is closed. In reference to a refund, we do have a very strict refund policy. The system will allow, let's see, one moment, a 35% credit. I can't override that and credit 50% back to the account.
You're talking about a blind individual here. He can't read a disclosure, and nobody said it. There wasn't anything said about a disclosure. This is a fraudulent website. Now, since we've
No, that
received those
information is
items,
disclosed.
it wasn't disclosed. He's a blind individual.
Okay, I'm
There was
sorry to hear
nothing
that.
saying that he was buying some membership.
Yes, it's disclosed in the terms and conditions, but I'm again, we have a strict refund policy. I am able to at least override the 35% credit and credit 50% back to the account.
So what is which charges are yours? It looks like you had two different numbers that were referring to these things. There's a 1997, that must be the subscription, and you're going to give
I don't see a 19, no, 1997 is not with our company.
How much is, that's what one of the numbers is, hold on a second, let me see, 217, okay, 217, let me find your numbers. Shopping, shop something, 7.
I can only
45.
Reference the $49.97. For the January charge, I'm able to at least credit $25 back to the account.
Well, he's going to dispute the whole thing with the bank.
Okay. I'll make a notation of that. One moment.
And then what's the other... tell me what the other charges are so I don't... I don't tell them that those aren't.
Okay, thank you so much for holding. I was able to cancel out the account, and then I'll provide you with the cancellation number so you'll have it for your records.
So you're not, he's going to get the whole $49.97 back?
Well, I will refund that as a courtesy. You do want to allow 3 to 5 business days for processing, and then I can provide you with your cancellation number so you'll have it for your records.
Let me have the other charge amounts for the other items so that I've got – there's a bunch of these things on here that I'm tracking, so I need to make sure that I don't call you again or tell my bank that these aren't authorized, okay? Mm-hmm. How much was the tracker?
The tracker, the – hold on. Okay, the tracker tag, he paid the shipping and handling, $6.70, and then he paid the $49.97.
And what about the
and that was for
gas
the
thing?
The fuel saver. That's what he paid the $49.97 for.
There wasn't anything that he got for, he wouldn't spend that much money.
Yes, that information was disclosed in the terms.
Okay, I'm getting, how many charges do you have on him? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
He was billed $49.97 on the 3rd of January for the fuel saver. Then he was billed $3.99 on the 30th of December for the warranty. And then he was billed $7.45 for the shipping and handling of the fuel saver on the 30th of December. He was billed $49.97 for the tracker on the 24th of November. And then $49.97 on the 22nd of November. And $6.70 on the 18th of November. And that's for the shipping and handling.
Okay, I'm sure you've got.
You know what? I apologize. No, we attempted to bill him on the 22nd of November, but that charge was declined.
Okay.
Mhm.
That was for how
so
much?
So actually, hold on for one moment. So he was billed $6.70 on the 18th of November. We attempted to bill him. Excuse me, one moment. Allow me to provide you with the information.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, that's okay.
Accounts here.
He was billed $6.70 on the 18th of November. That was for shipping and handling for the tracker tag. We attempted to bill him $49.97 on the 22nd of November and on the 23rd of November and on the 24th of November. That was all declined. Then he paid $7.45 for shipping and handling for the fuel saver and the $3.99 for the warranty on the 30th of December. We billed him on the 3rd of January for $49.97.
Okay, and he did not want any warranty. He wouldn't get a warranty on something that cheap.
I don't know. These are the things that he signed up for. When
no,
he selected that
up.
As his gift.
I'm sorry, he's blind.
Okay, we don't know about the conditions of our customer. We just provide the service. All of this was disclosed in the terms and conditions. I was able to refund the $49.97 for the fuel saver.
Okay, so we have a $3.99, a $7,
$7.45. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And there was something from November.
November, one moment.
This was all December stuff. I don't think there was any.
There's
November.
Nothing in November. There's not a $49 charge in November.
No, anything in November.
Yes, there's a charge in November for the shipping and handling, $6.70. That's for the tracker tag.
And how much?
$6.70.
Okay, let me find it here. So I don't find a $6.70 because I've got several accounts. I don't think that was billed on the same account that the other things were billed on. Oh, here's a $6.70. Okay, I'm going to put an okay by it, so I'm done with it, and I don't have to deal with it anymore.
He was billed $49.97 one time.
And you're taking that off. Okay.
Correct.
All right. Thank you very much. You were very helpful.
No problem. Glad I was able to help. Thank you for calling customer care. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.